Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Hard to believe it's time once again for the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've loaded up the hour with news and features for farmers and producers of CJ Country. On the Farm with Jeff Ishii. Ag Radio Net Farm News with Tim and Tom. Dairy Radio Now and more, all on the way. So let's get it rolling with a visit to the American countryside.
Whether you have any or not, many of us are fascinated by gold. It's the storyline of many of a TV show and movie. Where can you find the biggest vault of it? The answer may surprise you on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Paul Urbans was once stationed at Fort Knox. He enjoys history and shares much of the early years of the gold vault at Fort Knox.
When they originally designed the bullion depository at Fort Knox, it was designed so that in case of an invasion or somebody trying to rob the place, it could be flooded.
The Treasury Department won't say if that's still the case, but it was the original plan. While the majority of the country's gold is at Fort Knox, Paul shares a tidbit most folks don't know.
Now, Fort Knox is not the largest depository of gold in the United States. It's the Federal Reserve Bank in Manhattan, but none of that's American gold. That's gold brought here from other countries for storage purposes. And you can actually tour that. They allow about 25 people a day in.
Conversely, the last time civilians were inside the vault at Fort Knox was in the early 1970s, when media were allowed to inspect the place to ensure the country, the nation's gold, was still there. Paul says the gold vault in New York serves as a world bank of sorts.
When there's a major transfer of monetary gold from one country to another, they don't put it on a ship and send it across the seas. They move it from one chamber to another chamber.
Much of that gold was sent to the U.S. for safekeeping around the time of World War II. So while Fort Knox is estimated to have over $80 billion of U.S. gold, there's actually more in New York.
The Federal Reserve Bank in New York has about 50% more gold, but none of it is American gold.
Paul enjoys history, and he says it's too bad people don't know more of the non-gold history from Fort Knox. We'll conclude the series next time as we travel the countryside near Fort Knox, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCray.
There's plenty going on this morning in the barns around CJ Country. Tony St. James has gathered up his notes, and he's standing by with Agriculture Today, right after this.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life, or politics, or addiction, or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head-on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books at pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
I'm not going to explain or justify why a different administration shut down a different investigation, but this investigation, like we talked about, is being done, I assure you, for the right reasons, given not only what President Trump directed in the executive order, but the reality of the industry right now.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche is the Justice Department and USDA held a joint press conference to intensify pressure on the beef packing industry, saying federal investigators actively examining possible antitrust violations in cattle and beef markets. He said the department has reviewed more than 3 million documents and contacted hundreds of ranchers, cattlemen, producers, and processors as part of the ongoing probe. Now, the administration framed the issue in terms of concentration, and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said Big Four packers now control about 85% of U.S. beef processing, leaves ranchers with fewer selling options and less bargaining leverage than in earlier decades. But Tyson Foods posting stronger second quarter results overall, but wait a minute, beef remained the company's weak spot as tight cattle supplies and high livestock costs continued to pressure margins. Tyson said second quarter sales rose to $13.65 billion. And while it still expects its beef segment to post an adjusted operating loss of $350 million to $500 million in fiscal 2026. So where's the profit coming from? Better performing protein business helped offset that drag, and Tyson expects fiscal 2026 adjusted operating income of $250 to $300 million in pork, $1.9 to $2.05 billion in chicken, and another $1.25 to $1.35 billion in prepared foods. Management credited chicken and prepared foods with driving momentum and market share gains in the quarter. Transportation pressure building across several key farm freight channels from the Panama Canal to the U.S.-Mexico border. Latest developments point to shifting export routes, higher congestion risk, and continuing cost pressure for grain, fertilizer, and energy shipments. Surface Transportation Board approved a proposed short line and bridge project at Eagle Pass, Texas, where Green Eagle Railroad wants to build a second rail crossing to Mexico. Eagle Pass, the top gateway for overland soybean exports to Mexico, but the project still depends on Union Pacific and BNSF agreeing to move traffic onto the new line. And U.S. export inspections turned in another strong corn week, while soybean movement eased and wheat improved modestly. USDA said total grain inspected for export during the week ending April 30th reached an equivalent of 120.3 million bushels across major commodities, up from the previous week and above the same week last year. Again, corn leading the report, soybeans moving lower, wheat inspections moving higher, and sorghum inspections remain solid. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. That's 800-793-1960. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
A check of the forecast for CJ Country is about a half hour away. But first, let's join Max Armstrong in Farm Progress America when we return.
Ferris knows a thing or two about suspension. They were the first to put independent front and rear suspension on a mower, and now they have 40 patents under their belt. The Ferris suspension can make all the difference. A smooth, comfortable ride means feeling good when the job is done. A premium cut quality means feeling pride in a great-looking lawn. And the feeling of the Ferris industry-leading 10-year warranty covering suspension, related parts, and labor, that feeling is peace of mind. Visit Kelly's Garage on Route 246 in Perry today to set up a test drive and feel that Ferris difference. Feels like a job well done. Feels like a Ferris.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by AGI Grain Handling Equipment. Built for every farm, powered by every farmer. Peanut farmers are making a major investment in finding a cure for food allergies. And the research model they're funding has already helped crack some of the toughest problems in cancer medicine. I'll have the details when we come back.
This is the AGI Minute. We continue to see innovations in the world of grain dryers. And Jeff Cruzen, the AGI Dryer Business Development Representative, has seen a lot of them in his 40-plus years in the business.
Well, over the last few years, we've seen mixed-flow dryers really gain a lot of popularity. And what's driving that right now is because of the efficiency and the quality of grain that the mixed-flow dryer can deliver to the customer.
We are seeing tighter margins on the farm. Jeff, what are some economic benefits for farmers drying their own grain?
Well, the mixed flow dryers are energy efficient. That's one of the key components of the mixed flow dryer. It also allows them to control their harvest process so they can start earlier with a little higher moisture. They're able to take advantage of some of the earlier contracts during the earlier season. But at the end of the day, drying or a dryer is really just an insurance policy for them to be able to dry grain and control that harvest.
Visit aggrowth.com.
For decades, peanut allergy has been one of the most feared diagnoses a parent can hear. It's life-threatening, it's growing, and until recently there was no cure in sight. The peanut industry is done waiting around. The National Peanut Board, the checkoff organization representing U.S. peanut farmers, has committed $2.5 million over 5 years to food allergy research and education, known as FAIR. The investment targets FAIR's Mind Melt initiative, a collaborative research model specifically designed to accelerate the path from laboratory discovery to real-world treatment. The Mind Melt approach was developed by FAIR CEO Sung Poblete during her previous role leading Stand Up to Cancer, an organization that fundamentally changed how cancer research gets done by breaking down the walls between competing scientific teams and forcing collaboration. The idea now is to apply that same model to food allergies. Food allergies are a disease of the immune system affecting more than 33 million Americans, and the goal of MindMeld is to find pathways to retrain the immune system so it no longer treats food proteins as a threat. The science essentially reverse engineers some of the most important advances made in oncology research. Now, this isn't the peanut industry's first investment in this space. Over the past 20 years, the National Peanut Board has put more than $43 million into peanut allergy research and education. One of the most consequential results of that work is the science behind early introduction, the now widely accepted practice of introducing peanut products to infants before their first birthday to significantly reduce allergy risk. That guidance, once controversial, is now standard pediatric advice. CEO of the National Peanut Board says the industry sees this new investment as an opportunity to step up to a bigger stage, joining a broader collaborative model and calling on other commodity organizations across agriculture to do the same. I'll be back with more after this.
In 4 out of 5 school shootings, at least one other person had knowledge of the attacker's plan but failed to report it. Almost all mass school shooters shared threatening or concerning messages or images. More than 75% raised concern from others prior to an attack. Bystanders saw warning signs in most documented active shooter cases. You can prevent targeted violence from occurring. Here's how. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
Peanut allergies have cast a long shadow over one of America's most important and versatile crops. A cure, or even a reliable treatment, would open markets, ease restrictions, and return peanuts to lunchboxes and school cafeterias that have locked them out for years. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by AGI. Built for every farm, powered by every farmer. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
A hot cup of coffee in your radio is a great way to get another day started. Up next, it's news for producers and farmers from across the Northeast. It's the AgReadyNet Farm News with Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk when we return.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Jeva Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Jeva Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Jeva Farm Supply in Batavia, North Jeva, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Jeva Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
U.S. dairy consumption is holding near record levels, with product disappearance reflecting strong demand. U.S. dairy consumption is resilient this year. Most recent data from USDA showing strong commercial disappearance and steady per capita intake across the key categories. Despite shifting consumer preferences and economic pressures, dairy products continue to play a central role in American diets. According to USDA's Economic Research Service, which was most recently updated their data in early 2026, total per capita dairy consumption reached 651 pounds on a milk fat basis in 2024, one of the highest levels recorded since tracking began in the 70s. That measure, often referred to as commercial disappearance, captures the total volume of dairy products that enter domestic markets. Consumption trends vary, of course, by product category, highlighting an ever-evolving consumer preference, with cheese continuing to dominate dairy demand, per capita consumption holding near record levels between 40 and 42 pounds annually, nearly a billion, 50 million pounds in February alone. Disappearance rose 2.8% versus February of 2025, revealing a significant slowdown compared to the most recent 3 months of data, which boasted year-over-year increases of 4%, slightly below 2023's peak. Cheese remains the cornerstone of U.S. dairy disappearance, supported by both food service and retail demand. Butter consumption has reached historic highs, climbing to about 6.8 pounds per person, reflecting increased consumer interest in natural fats and home cooking. Yogurt also continues to gain traction, rising to about 14.5 pounds per capita, driven by demand for high-protein and gut-health-focused foods. Some other categories that showed renewed strength: cottage cheese, up 2.4 pounds per person, its highest level in over a decade; ice cream consumption, with a modest increase to about 12 pounds per capita. In contrast, fluid milk consumption continues its long-term decline, falling to about 127 pounds per person, reflecting decades of shifting beverage preferences and increased competition from alternative drinks.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive? Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
USDA is looking to make more accurate reports and hoping to see more farmer participation. USDA says they want more farmers included in their surveys, planning changes to their crop reporting process after a sharp decline in farmer participation has raised concerns about the reliability of the data. Officials say that response rates for the agency's March 31st planting intentions report fell to just 37.6%, down from 44.3% last year, and by far the lowest on record. In response, USDA intends to expand their survey efforts. Pending approval, the agency is expected to increase the number of farmers surveyed for their June acreage report by about 35%. Smaller increases planned for reports later in the year. According to Joseph Parsons, the head of the agency's statistics service, should substantially boost usable reports and increase the precision for major field crop estimates. USDA also plans to add clear explanations of uncertainty in their reports and introduce new annual reviews comparing early forecasts to final crop totals, aiming to improve transparency and to rebuild confidence in USDA reports.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We'll get an update from the USDA in just a few minutes, but not before we hear from Jeff Ishii and the On the Farm Report, right after these messages.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Many farmers in our region are anxious about the weather pattern that has set in the spring of 2026. Rod Bain has the forecast for this summer.
Mixed signals regarding what summer months' weather might look like in the continental U.S. As USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explains.
We're kind of between La Nina and El Nino, so we really don't have a signal coming in from the Pacific. That means that other factors, lately we've been seeing kind of an odd blocking pattern starting to bring the cold air down. And it looks like that general pattern may continue, but these blocking patterns are very tough to foresee more than a few weeks ahead of time. So it's kind of a low confidence summer forecast, unfortunately, in terms of how weather patterns might play out.
Yet what several forecasters are expecting for June, July, and August is
a ridge of high pressure for the summer in parts of the western United States.
And with the potential of an El Nino developing later in the summer, a possible active monsoon for the southwest. However, dry signals are expected for the central and southern plains this summer. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
In Sweetwater, a college student teaches swimming at the Y.
In Woodsboro, an iron worker builds a home with Habitat for Humanity.
In Detroit, a dental hygienist helps clean up a state park.
In Seattle, a commercial fisherman joins the Naval Reserve.
People across America are giving back to their community and their country. The Naval Reserve is proud to include these individuals among our ranks. Together, we will build a better world. Call 1-800-USA-USNR or go to NavalReserve.com. Naval Reserve, stay strong.
There's a man in our town who loves to plant and care for trees. We call him Mr. Arbor.
A few years ago, we lost some of our trees in a storm. It was Mr. Arbor who organized volunteers and showed us how to care for the damaged trees and plant new ones. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation toll-free 1-800-932-1433. Or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
Our Pearl of Wisdom today is an oldie but a goodie, came from that famous French writer Victor Hugo, who once said, "People do not lack strength, they lack will." That's your Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has been serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. With 24-hour emergency service and 10 technicians, Harding will get your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning work done. They are Wyoming County's preferred specialist for your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. For small repairs to complete remodels and installs, call Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
To stay ahead of the game, you need to keep moving. The CJ Agribusiness Report provides the news you need on the go. And you can always catch the most recent farm show by logging on to WCJW.com and clicking through to the Agribusiness Report page. It's time now for news from the USDA.
The threat of citrus greening continues to loom over the Florida orange industry and production of oranges for your morning orange juice for breakfast.
This is a bacterial disease that is spread by a small insect called the Asian citrus psyllid. And once this psyllid feeds on a tree, it causes decline. Decline in production, decline in yield, decline in fruit quality, and ultimately the death of the tree.
USDA geneticist Matthew Mattia notes the reduction in juice orange production over time due in part to citrus greening.
The number of boxes of citrus has decreased in Florida from the year 2000 at 233 million boxes to, in 2023, 16 million boxes. And this has been the severe impact of HLB.
Mattia and colleagues have been working on the potential of breeding fruit that would be HLB and citrus greening tolerant. But an important first step to build to that point is crossbreeding resistant trees at their scion and rootstock levels.
These scions and rootstocks interact together to create strong, resilient citrus trees that can tolerate plant stresses that lead to improved fruit quality.
Test citrus groves in Florida feature an experimental variety of orange.
And this variety called FF5-51-2. And the trees are very dark green and very resilient.
Surrounded by groves of an on-test variety.
Another variety called U.S. Early Pride. It's very chlorotic, very light green, very sick, and very susceptible to HLB.
As reflected by missing spaces within the non-test grove, spots where now dead trees once grew.
Tree health is only part of the equation. The other half of the equation is that trees also require good fruit quality to be successful.
The required plant breeding occurs either through crossbreeding trees or incorporating plant germplasm.
The first stage is the nursery. The nursery needs trees to be able to propagate them and send them to the grove for growers to be able to grow them. In the grove, the trees have to tolerate stress, pest, and disease resistance. The fruit need to be harvested and then transported.
Since 2005, when HLB was discovered,
there were new and improved rootstocks developed and released from the program. The adoption of rootstocks by the industry has increased to over 40% of the total amount of rootstocks grown in the state of Florida. This is an indication that growers are finding value in these new rootstocks as a way to combat HLB and citrus greening.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
It's another busy morning in the parlors around CJ Country. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is up right after these messages.
Farmers, contractors, when your equipment is down, you're not making money. Caledonia Diesel should be your parts place. We stock a huge inventory of OEM and aftermarket parts. Turbos, injectors, engine rebuild kits, air compressors, tie rod ends, airbags, filters, air valving, starters, alternators, U-joints.
We try to have it all.
Let Caledonia Diesel keep your trucks, farm machinery, and construction equipment working for you. Caledonia Diesel, Simpson Road in Caledonia. Online, caledoniadiesel.com.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. Today we're going to talk about the longevity of your cow. You know, it's a cornerstone in the profitability and sustainability in today's dairy operations. Actually, many challenges can shorten what we see in a cow's productive life. Dr. Gerald Kleinschmidt is a discovery researcher with Zinbro and stated that the trace mineral nutrition supports longer production lifespans and sustainable outcomes. Productive longevity in dairy cows has never been more important.
When you look at cow longevity, I mean, it really directly impacts profitability and sustainability for that matter. In fact, I think one of the key things I look at here is when we look at replacement heifer costs, $3,000 to $4,000. We've never seen replacement costs at this level before. So it's up to the best interest of the dairyman to retain their older cows longer, and in particular from the standpoint you want to reduce involuntary calls, right? So that's the key thing, is reducing involuntary calls and keep those high-producing, more efficient cows longer.
He also shares with us the correlation between improving a cow's longevity and its sustainability.
So if you look at a younger heifer, even when they're producing well, they're still growing. So they're still growing with that first lactation, even to the second lactation. Because they're still growing from a milk production standpoint, they're just not as efficient, right? So the amount of carbon emissions or carbon equivalents per unit of milk is less efficient as well. We look at the older cow, they're done growing. More of their energy, or better yet, just their nutrients, are actually being directed toward milk production, and they're just naturally more efficient. So if you're looking at carbon equivalents needed per unit of milk, they're actually much more efficient compared to a younger.
We'll be back with more Inside Dairy after this.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as we continue hearing today from Dr. Gerald Kleinschmidt, a discovery researcher with Zinpro, as he talks about multiple challenges that we can see in shortening a cow's productive life.
When we look at the four main reasons why we call any cow low milk production, it's going to be lameness, it's going to be mastitis or high somatic cell count, and it's going to be poor reproduction, right? So when you think of lameness, what strategies are we doing to reduce lameness? Do we have a hoof trimmer there on a routine basis? And in relation to that, when you look at what's going to keep these cows around longer, you got to be looking at things like improving reproductive performance, reducing other issues such as, you know, mastitis.
And Dr. Kleinschmidt said that trace minerals are the foundation tool for extending a cow's productive life and her performance.
So if you look at particularly Zinpro Performance Minerals, if you look through our research, the four key areas that I cited as reasons why people involuntarily cull their animals, low milk production, poor repro, somatic cell count, and lameness. Interestingly enough, when we look at our key areas of responses, that's where trace mineral nutrition, particularly Zinpro trace mineral nutrition, will show improvements in reducing those issues. So if you supply Zinpro minerals at our university established recommendations, you will improve cow longevity in your herd by reducing those reasons why we cull animals.
If you'd like more details about what we talked about today, you can go to zinpro.com/dairy. There'll be more information on how trace mineral nutrition can improve longevity and support sustainability, high performance of your dairy operations. Comments today with Dr. Gerald Kleinschmidt, a discovery researcher with Zinpro, on improving your dairy cow's longevity. This is Inside Dairy.
The CJ Country FM Network brings you the CJ Agribusiness Report Monday through Saturday between 5 and 6 a.m. It's time to pause for these messages. Then we're back with a Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Uh-oh, sounds like that tractor needs CPR. That's Cummins Professional Restoration and Blitz, your go-to for tractor parts and service. From radiator to PTO, we've got you covered with parts, batteries, diesel service, and high-capacity solutions to keep you running strong. Working on ag tractors and specializing in compact tractor service and repair, including Kubota and John Deere, just in time for spring work. Don't let your equipment flatline. Call 689-0877 and tell us you need CPR. Cummins Professional Restoration and Blitz, bringing your tractor back to life.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors and people you should know. Plus, the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations like
Silver Lake Family Restaurant in Warsaw and John and Sarah's in Perry.
U.S. dairy farmers care about the environment, maybe more than you know. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. The dairy industry has its own farm program. In this case, FARM is an acronym for Farmers Assuring Responsible Management. Nicole Ayash of the National Milk Producers Federation says FARM has a subset called FARM ES.
Dairy farmers have long been environmental stewards, which for me means doing more with less, and they've done that for generations. For example, one cow in 2007 produced 5 times as much milk as one cow in 1944. And we've seen time again in studies that per pound of milk produced, dairy farmers have reduced their water use, reduced greenhouse gas emissions, reduced their land footprint, because they were pursuing those efficiency gains and those resource stewardship gains that are better for the bottom line, better for the operation, and better for the planet.
Farm ES is not just window dressing. IOSH says it's a serious responsibility.
Farm ES, like the rest of the farm program, we're grounded in science. We are science-based and outcomes-focused, not just going with whatever the whims are of the day of what may be asked for in the supply chain.
IOSH appeared courtesy of the National Milk Producers Federation Dairy Defined podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
All aboard! Ride the rails of yesteryear on New York State's only operating steam engine at the Arkadin Attica Railroad, Saturday and Sunday. Click ArkadinAticaRR.com to check out their special event trains, including their Mother's Day brunch train ride Saturday, May 9th and Sunday, May 10th. Call 492-3100 to reserve your seats today for the Arkadin Attica Railroad. Welcome aboard the train to yesterday.
The CJ Country Morning Show is headed your way in just a few minutes. But before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, we'll hear from Tony St. James and the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. After this, check of the weather.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products like Bison Dip, Upstate Farm Yogurt, Sour Cream, Cottage Cheese, Fluid Milk, Intense Milk, and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, showers mainly before 11 a.m. with a high near 49. Tonight, patchy frost after 4 a.m., otherwise cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy, low around 35. And Thursday, areas of frost before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 50. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 45.
American Cattle News. What's happening with markets and retail? More after this.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oklahoma State livestock economist Dr. Daryl Peel.
We typically see a lot of strength in prices seasonally, and there's, you know, even in a strong trending market like we've had for a long time now, we still see some of the seasonal effects. So, you know, feeder cattle prices have been very strong, yeah, with some variability. Fed cattle markets, same thing. We're very close to, if not at, record prices hanging in there. So, and boxed beef markets. And boxed beef has actually pulled back slightly from an early March run-up, but it's starting to go back up again here more typically for April as we get ready for Memorial Day and the beginning of grilling season. Beef production is down pretty significantly this year. For the year-to-date, beef production is down over 6%. That's a little bigger than we're projecting it for the whole year, at least at this point, so we'll see. But I suspect that some of the retailers actually got a little nervous about beef supplies, beef availability, and booked some stuff a little bit earlier. And then, you know, like I said, we pull back slightly. We're still well ahead of prices this time last year, so even with a little bit of a pullback, we're still very, very strong and higher on a year-over-year basis. We're not likely to actually run out, but supplies are tight, and you know, retailers can worry about minor disruptions in that and just making sure they have product. I think there's a certain sense of relief in knowing that you've got product booked and as we get into, you know, the heavier demand season. So, you know, there's just a lot of, this is part of the process. When beef supplies get tight, the market's going to be rationing that product. We do that with higher prices, but, you know, there is limitations on quantities as well to some extent.
American Cattle News.
Just arrived in time for Mother's Day. Dozens and dozens of beautiful hanging baskets. Stop by the greenhouse at Burt's Lumber in Perry and pick out something special for Mom. All hanging baskets are just $20 each. In addition to the best hanging baskets around, Burt's has a great selection of garden tools and gloves, potting soils and mulch, bird feeders, seeds, and more. Mother's Day is Sunday, so you better get on this. Burt's Lumber in Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays 9 to 1.
Get ready to save big during the Hustler Spring Sales event. From April 15th through May 31st, save up to $350 on Raptor Series and up to $550 on Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers. Built tough and engineered for long-lasting performance, Hustler mowers are made to keep you mowing season after season. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today. Offer valid April 15th through May 31st of 2026. Or while supplies last. See dealer for details.
It's time to take a quick look at how your markets closed on Tuesday. Corn was lower with July off 5 3/4 at 480. September was down a nickel at 485.5. And December was down four at $5.5. July soybeans down 11 1/4, 12 11.5. August was down 11 to 12.05. And November dropped 7 1/4 to 11.89.5. July Chicago wheat was down 13 1/4, 6.27 3/4. September dropped 13 1/4 to 6.43 1/4. In Minneapolis, the July spring was down 3 at 6.96, and September was off 3 1/4 at 7.14. In the hard red winter, July down 4.5 at 6.90, and September down 5 1/4, 7.01 1/4. Cotton futures saw triple digit gains. July up 188 to 84.80, December up 159 to 85.27. March was up 154 to 86.10. Back in Chicago, June live cattle up 147.5 at 253.22.5. August gained 217.5 to 248.35. October up 277.5 to 243.22.5. May feeders were up 522.5 to 371.82.5. August gained 570 to 372.30. September up 557.5 to 370.37.5. May lean hogs up 117.5 to 92.80. June up 167.5 to 101.42.5. July up 170 at 103.52.5. Class 3 milk for May was up 7 cents, 1701. June up 8, 1729. Crude oil fell $4.15 to 102.27 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones up 356 to 49.289. The NASDAQ was up 258 to 25.326. The S&P climbed 58 to 72.59.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.